470, just pulling into Richmond and Syracuse.
All right, so they removed him. Do you know if they transported the guy?
So medics showed up. They brought the gurney out, so it looks like they are going to probably be transporting him. Of course, they had beers in their pockets, naturally. I did tell one of the officers, I do believe these are the two guys, and he said, oh, no, they are. They are definitely them. I said, oh, okay. So I said, but he was really aggressive. I said, they were refusing to get off my bus. I was like, so I said, you know, they made me really uncomfortable. And he said, totally understandable, not a problem. I'm glad that we were able to get here as quickly as we could. Because the one taller guy was just not very nice. And he said, the officer said, they were super aggressive the last time they dealt with them. So were they on a fight? Did they get in a fight on the bus, on that other four?
Yeah, affirmative. Two of them and another Hispanic male started with a fist fight. And then one of them ended up, I'm telling you this now because they're off your bus, but one of them ended up pulling a gun off the bus, but the driver got out of there, so I knew one of them possibly had a gun.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the tall guy that has the gun. He has something. I can tell because he's wearing his jacket, like, over his shoulders. You know how, like, those swaggy men wear them over their shoulders like their big fur coats? He's wearing it like that, and his demeanor is just really scary. I mean, that's why I was afraid. I almost pushed the silent alarm button because he was like, can't you just give us a little bit and let us just stay here for a minute? And I said, no, I can't because my dispatch is going to look at my clock and ask, they're going to call here shortly and ask why I'm sitting at this stop at Charleston. I said, you know, we are watched inside our buses and they can hear our conversations, everything. I was like, I'm on a time schedule, and I need to get back to my garage. Well, you can drive us back to the Max. I said, sir, I was at the Max. You told another woman to get off the Max, and you didn't get off at the Max. So where are you guys really going? I don't think that they really were going anywhere. I think they were trying to get away from something, or they were going to do something to me.
Well, I'm glad you're safe, and I'm glad you are off, that they're off the bus. If you need to take a few minutes to get out there and just stretch and relax, please do. I am going to send you an incident report just so we can record this, because I do believe with it being related to the other one, we need a report from you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, I'm just going to get all my windows and hatches closed, step off, have a quick smoke, and head on back to Merlot.
Perfect, and don't forget the time slip, okay? You can time slip this whole thing.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for calling me back immediately. Like, I can't thank you enough. I really can't. I usually am pretty good about handling myself, but this taller guy scared me. I'm not going to lie. He made me uncomfortable. When he got on, I just knew something wasn't right.
We're going to time out, but I appreciate you. Have a safe drive to the yard at 302.